proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Talk Sports. Cody with you today, as John is on dialysis. He is not with us. We hope he will recover. Keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Here I sit alone in a dark room, hoping someone will show up to do a radio show with me. Thank you, Charlie. I'm actually not alone in the dark room because Charlie and Sam were here and they got me on the air. So Cam should be here soon. He's stuck behind the train. But it is good to be here, good to be anywhere, good to be with you today in the dark, lonely room that is the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It is Sweet 16 Day. Big day is upon us. Our Vols do battle tonight against the Florida Atlantic Owls at 9 o'clock, which is going to be a long time from now. That's a whole 9 hours until we tip off. So it should be an interesting game. Should be one where we advance. Need to check and see what the spread is. This game, I haven't even had a chance to look at the spread, but it's a game that if you win, you get to the Elite Eight for only the second time in program history, and that's something that we can all be proud of. So I've been saying all week, I think it's icing on the cake for me, the way that things have gone this year. You went through a tough stretch in February, so you know, we beat Duke in the second round, so that's good for me. Anything else that happens will be icing on the cake. I had a debt collector reach out to let me know that it's tax season. This doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I don't know why they think that would help them. To let you know it's tax season. If you think somebody needs a reminder to pay the IRS, I don't know what makes them think that I'm ever going to pay them, you know? Seems kind of crazy to me. But not as crazy as I feel right now talking to myself. This is weird. It's really awkward, man. Just me and my thoughts in here. Probably hundreds of people listening. I'm just here, one guy in a room. Pretty wild. Could be a train wreck. I mean, who are you as a debt collector, though, to remind me that it's tax season? I mean, think about that. You tell a guy it's tax season. Hey, don't forget. Hey, you know how you owe us $4,000? Well, don't forget, you got to pay the IRS, too. What the hell? Who are you as a debt collector? If you're a debt collector, you should think that I need to forget about my taxes so that maybe I'll pay you a little something. Who the hell are you to come at me reminding me about the IRS? I'm going to pay them way before I'm going to pay you. I get these calls every day. Welcome to the show, Cam. Thank God you're here. This was about to go off the rails.
Well, I wish that train would have went off the rails because it was holding me up.
Yeah, well, these trains, you know, what can you do?
And they've been doing that a lot lately, so I was hoping that one was going to join it. But,
what can you do? It's a real relief to see you here.
Yeah, you as well.
You really don't realize how much you need another guy in the room until you don't have one.
Yeah, I was wondering how this was going when I got here. There's only one car in the parking lot. Oh.
It was not going well for 4 minutes. I reminded everyone that it is Sweet 16 Day that it's good to be here today.
That's pretty much all they needed to know, though. That's the basis.
How are you today? How was your evening?
I'm good. Didn't do anything too crazy. played some dodgeball yesterday, and it's really about it. Then went home and just watched SportsCenter pretty much the rest of the night.
I called you late.
You did.
What time was that?
It was like 2.
2 a.m. I called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was still up. I was still just watching TV.
Long night. Yeah. Long night. We went and had some pizza. I had some nice. Pizza with the boys.
Nice.
Saw John, actually. We there with the, it was a trivia thing, and he was with some other people. I guess I don't want to out him on who he was with, but it's good optically, I'll say that. And I was just at a table with my friends, so we were on separate teams.
Oh.
We were leading going into the end, and then we lost.
I was going to ask if you defeated him, but...
Well, his team didn't do any good either. But I think we wagered everything on the last question, even though we had the lead. And so because of that, they probably did finish ahead of us. But we played a much better round than his team did.
Okay. That's all you can ask for sometimes.
Yeah, but then we lost. So, had some good pizza pie, though. Shout out to Barley's, local establishment down there.
Yeah. Oh, Barley's.
So you played some dodgeball?
Yeah, I did. It was a good time. We hadn't played in like a month, so it was good to get back out there.
Yeah.
Good to get that workout in. I'm trying to get back into shape.
Do you feel athletic when you play dodgeball?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'll do all sorts of wacky dodges. And just jumping around and stuff, sliding around, makes me feel like I'm doing something athletic. So
the artful dodger, they call you.
Yeah.
You know,
much.
That's what they called Condridge Holloway,
who
played here back in the day.
I met Condridge.
You did?
Yeah. When I worked at
Why
the,
did you meet him?
When I worked with the athletic department, he would just be in the facility sometimes. And so I saw him rolling around one day, and I talked to him for a bit. Cool guy. Nice to meet him. A legend, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was. I don't know what I would do if you weren't here.
Yeah, I don't. I was wondering the same thing.
I got really scared.
When you called me last night, I was like, am I going to show up and be the only person?
By the way, John's not here today because he's in New York, if you didn't know.
Yep.
I feel like anybody that listens to the show probably knows that. So we're, trying to put together a show today without him, and it's... And I don't want to hear any negative feedback either. All of you people out there listening, don't say anything mean to us today.
We're in here working, trying hard, while John's having a good vacation.
We're trying to be here, all right? And that's all we can do. It's not going to be a good show.
Somebody has to give you content today.
It's not going to be good. It's going to be bad at times. The rhythm's going to be off. We're not going to be able to do our usual, thing. It's going to be weird. It's going to be a little weird. So don't be mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And stay calm. Stay calm about it. Everybody be calm.
Take a couple deep breaths if you need to. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together.
It makes me sad to read negative feedback.
Yeah.
So I don't want to read it. Either shower us with praise or just turn it off. You can turn it off. You can turn it now. Turn it now. Just go ahead and turn it. Go ahead and turn it. If you're listening,
go ahead. You have
that power. I want to do a show for as few people as possible today. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Jordan might come on.
Nice.
Later. I talked to him. I don't think I want to talk NFL with Jordan, though. I think I just want to ask him about the tournament.
Okay.
See what he thinks about the games. So the Sweet 16 getting started today. We have games that start before our game. Our game does not start at until 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah, which sucks again.
Do you know the spread in our game?
Yeah, it was 5.5 earlier. Let me see. It had moved down to 4.5. I'm not sure if it's back up or not. I'll double check on that. But yeah, first game of the day is at 6:30. Yeah, it's still 5.5.
I kind of wish we got one going in the afternoon.
Yeah, I do too. I think that would have been nice. And then we wouldn't have to play at 9.
Yeah.
Or, Gonzaga UCLA playing at 9:45.
These are all late. Michigan State, Kansas State is at 6:30. And then the Arkansas UConn game starts kind of after that, 7:15. And then us. And then, Gonzaga doesn't start until 9:45. So Going to be a late night of basketball.
Wish we would have got CBS instead of TBS.
Yeah, it says we're a 5-point favorite now, so how do you feel? Are you scared? I'm scared.
No, I've come to terms that this team is going to do big things, as in, like, go another round or two.
Yeah, that's all we can really hope for, yeah. You know, just win in advance. The team we're playing is 33-3.
Yeah, they're pretty good, but in the tournament, they barely beat an average Memphis team, barely beat a 16 seed.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't scare me.
They don't play anybody in their conference.
They lost to Middle Tennessee State. That means we should be able to beat them, right?
They did beat Florida on the road.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that.
We did not do that. We went on.
They lost to Mississippi on the road. We didn't do that.
Which we did not do. We won at Mississippi. So there's two common opponents, and we're 50-50.
That gives us lots of data.
The ESPN analytics like us, that's not FPI, that's football, right?
Yeah.
The basketball version of FPI.
Yeah. Maybe just BPI.
Yeah. It says ESPN analytics. They gave us an 84.7% chance to win. So
that's a lot.
It seems pretty good. 84.7. Spread is 5. Tickets as low as $134.
Nice. What a steal.
Wonder where John is.
I think didn't he say his plane was leaving at like 12:30?
I think he's in the air now because he said the one plane, I think, was leaving at 11. I was asking him last night, I was like, why are you out right now when you got such an early flight? And he's like, my flight's at 11 o'clock. And I said, yeah, it's an early flight. He's like, it's not that early. 11's really early to me.
Yeah.
Anything all right,
before
well,
noon's early.
Huh?
Anything before noon's early for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you're good? Everything's good?
Yeah, can't complain. We're excited for the game tonight.
We are rolling in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. And we will take our first break now and come back on the other side. Where do you stand on these debt collectors?
They should get a better job and leave us alone. Money's not real.
I rank them down there. I rank them as low, I think. I think lower than tow truck drivers.
Yeah.
I've never liked tow truck drivers.
Yeah, tow truck drivers, too.
I know they're just trying to make a living, but I don't like the kind of work they're doing.
Yeah. They're a little sleazy with it at times.
Yeah, they're sleazy. A tow truck driver and a debt collector are sort of one and the same.
Yeah.
You got to be a certain type of guy.
Towing my money away or towing my vehicle away.
Yeah. I think the tow truck driver may have as much power. I'm just thinking of like average everyday guy jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, cop is probably the one that has like the most authority, power, you know. But tow truck driver is pretty close.
Yeah, they can
because they can take your car from you.
Yeah.
And you have to have your car. So you have to pay them.
Yep.
It almost seems like it shouldn't be legal. They can take your car away, put it behind a fence, a locked
gate. And now it's theirs, yeah.
And it's there. Yeah.
It's like, but I own that. Like,
yeah, it's stealing in a way.
it really is. They're basically making you pay to get your own stuff back.
It's kind of crazy.
It is
and you must
concept.
Pay them. You have to. And it's so helpless. It's a helpless feeling when you get towed.
Yep. You can't break into their fence because they have barbed wire and dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're doing is a mess.
I think I need to improve my credit.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. I'm still going to just...
I'm
too broke to improve my credit.
Yeah, that's the cycle you get in. You know, it's just, well, I can't pay these people because I don't have the money. So then the credit goes down. Yeah. You know, it's like, well.
Now I can't do anything because
if
I
do get to, yeah. I mean, if
now I can't get a credit card to pay your stuff. Yeah. And now my credit's still going down.
If I do get the money, then it's I'm not going to use it on paying them.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw
gotta
that.
Eat.
Yeah, got to eat, man.
I pay the rent.
Speaking of eat, I'm trying to think of where this guy should eat tonight.
Oh, yeah, you do have the pregame meal.
I've got a couple of ideas. There's a couple of places I've seen off of kind of South Knoxville.
Okay.
That I've never been. I've seen them before, but I've never been in there. I can't really say it, though. I guess I could say it. I was thinking about, what kind of food do you think that I should try? Do you have any suggestions?
Are you trying to stick to a theme or just bounce around? I don't know, because
I've already done two Spanish places.
Okay.
And then I did a buffet place.
Yeah.
Thinking maybe like...
You did an Ingles cake?
Yeah, I guess technically that counted as this guy eats. Cake. Think about maybe Asian theme tonight.
Okay. Let me see that.
But we will have a This Guy Eats tomorrow, I suppose.
I'm supposed to go to a nice Italian restaurant tomorrow in Asheville.
Fancy.
So I'll tell you about that when I get back, I guess.
What kind of Italian restaurant?
I have no idea. It's a whole situation. We're like doing a surprise party for somebody, and since it's a surprise, there's not a lot of communication bouncing around.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what's happening, and literally the only phrasing I got was, we're going to an Italian restaurant at 8, and I was like, cool. Don't know where it is, what it is.
That's just the meeting point?
That's just all I know.
Are you riding together?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to be carpooling, but we also haven't figured that out either.
You don't know that
we haven't
yet?
Talked to everybody yet, because we still haven't, you know, announced the surprise.
I think we should just, if we lose, not do a show tomorrow. If we win, definitely do a show, but I don't know. I mean, it'd just be kind of a downer to do a show tomorrow if we lose.
I'll bring in some White Claws tomorrow if we win.
Oh, yeah, we should drink. We should drink on the air. I kind of want to do that today.
I kind of thought about that, too.
Do we have any booze?
I don't think we have any in here. We could, like, Uber eat some.
Yeah, we could. But, I mean, it is kind of a good day to drink because it's game day.
Yeah.
But the game doesn't start till 9.
They have to go to work.
Oh, yeah. I should work, too, but I don't sometimes. Oh, yesterday.
I kind of just stand there sometimes at work.
I worked for a while yesterday. You want to hear something awkward?
Yeah.
I picked up a woman, and her name was Angela.
Okay.
So there's this song. I know you probably don't know it, but it's a Stone song. It's called Angie.
Okay.
And it just happened to play as I'm picking this woman up. And so, like,
that's wild.
Her name's Angie, and the song starts playing.
You did it on purpose?
Well, see, that's why it was weird. Because I realized it, like, 30 seconds in or so. I was like, oh, no, this woman's name is Angie, and I'm playing Angie. And so I'm thinking, does she think that I did this on purpose? So I'm feeling awkward about it. So then I made it worse. I made it so much worse because I addressed it.
Oh, yeah.
I addressed it. And because I didn't want her to think that I just played it because that's her name, because that would be weird. And so I was like, I bet you've never heard this song before, huh? Like, I bet you never hear this one. And then she said she hadn't.
Oh.
she did not know the song. And I was like, well, it's even weirder now. But I think it would be weirder to just play a song for somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a coincidence.
That is a weird coincidence. It's funny how that stuff kind of works.
Yeah. So you got any interest in these other games tonight?
Yeah, I'm pretty heavily invested with my brackets and stuff. So, and also, I just think there's going to be some good games. I think UConn-Arkansas is going to be fun. Gonzaga-UCLA is a big one. That was obviously a Final Four matchup last year. See that little rematch match going on there. I think those are two really good games. I think we got a lot of good games today. I think they all should be pretty good, all should be pretty close. That's a good thing about, like, this point in the brackets is – everybody's pretty much earned it at this point, and everybody's pretty much good. So all the games ended up being pretty close.
You said Gonzaga and UCLA played in the Final Four last year?
Yeah.
How did that turn out?
That was the or was it the last year or was it the year before? Wasn't that the one where they had the...
I don't remember
very well, but UCLA won is all I remember.
Well, those games tonight seem to be better matchups of teams.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at the other three games tonight, like Gonzaga, UCLA, the spread is 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
UCLA, Michigan State, Kansas State, the spread is Michigan State 1.5.
Yeah.
And Arkansas, for some reason, it's Connecticut -4, but I think that's going to be a dogfight of a game too.
Yeah.
So we really are lucky in getting a 9 seed tonight. Like our game theoretically should be the most likely to win. You know, like we're the favorite, obviously. We're a 5-point favorite. But I feel like those other games are all up in the air. Could go either way. Mm-hmm. Our game really seems like we should win it.
We should, and, you know, you got to beat the small conferences like that. You just have to. Like, you can't go out again to a smaller school in this situation. You got to be able to break. We won't get past this threshold unless you can beat one of the little teams.
Yeah.
Because if you can't beat the smaller school teams, once you come up against the big ones, you'll never get past them.
Well, we just beat a big one. So now we got a small one, so I hope it doesn't work the opposite way.
Yeah. gotta handle business, though. Like you said, you should win the game. You're the better team.
Feel pretty good about that Elite Eight matchup, too. It could be a really historic weekend. We could be starting off right now. I mean, it's Thursday. Got a show today, tomorrow. Yeah. By the time John gets back, we could be in the Final Four.
Ooh.
I mean, wouldn't that be something?
That would be pretty crazy. First time ever.
Somewhere we've never been. You just got to keep kicking down the door. Keep knocking on the door. Eventually somebody will answer it.
If FAU can lose to Ole Miss, they should be able to lose to us.
Is that the analogy? What'd you say?
So if they can lose to Ole Miss, they should be able to lose to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. What's the analogy? If you keep knocking on the door, eventually you break the door down? Or is it someone answers the door?
I'm not sure. Maybe somebody answers, but if they don't answer, you knock it down?
Well, if there's nobody home, though, it doesn't matter how long you knock.
Hmm. Well, who's there?
Anyway, if you're in pain, you should see Linderman Sports Medicine. Let's see where this ad read is here. Hang on a second. Linderman Sports Medicine is the sponsor of the Fan Run live stream, powered by Linderman Sports Medicine in Memphis. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out why people are coming from all over Tennessee and even beyond, Cam, to get back in the game of life with Linderman Sports Medicine. If you're not active right now because of discomfort or pain, maybe you fell off a roller coaster. Maybe you got stampeded in Madrid. Maybe you had a horrible car wreck or something, or maybe you fell out of a coconut tree. If any of these things are limiting your activities, you should check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine, located in Memphis. People come from all over. Get back in the game of life.
Never mind, I saw a car wreck yesterday. Well, I didn't see it actually happen.
Uh-oh.
But I saw, like, the result. One car hit the other car, like, into the forest, like, off the side of a highway.
Where was this at?
Basically, like, East Knoxville's, like, exit 394, like, right before there. A truck or something had hit this other car and had gone off the side of the highway, like, down into the trees and stuff, and just had hit a tree down in there somewhere, and I was just like, holy cow.
Fox and Farmer, attorneys at law.
Need them.
So anyway, you can get back on your bike, back to the gym, walk at the park, all these things. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Good place from what I understand. Good reviews. Dr. Laura Linderman. Great lady.
Person. Shout out to her and her YouTube TV.
Yeah, YouTube TV. Really appreciate her for that too. Break?
Yeah, we can do that. Break.
Back on the program. Your favorite program. Radio program.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. We've got an exciting day for you here on WKGN. Some feedback for the show. Let's see what people are saying so far. Josh says, y'all are doing great. Need more debt collection talk, though. Well, that was 20 minutes ago, so I think we did do a little more talk. D.R. Vol, I'm entertained by the show as I am every M-F-11-2 Central. Monday through Friday, I think he means. World Vol Champ says, I'm happy you're on the air, unlike others. That's Billy true. Says, show or no today, 34 minutes ago. That was before the show started. Oh, yeah. I got to say, Billy, it was up against the clock. There was a possibility. Luckily, when I saw John last night, he gave me his key card to get in here.
Oh, okay.
And, well, Sam and Charlie were in here, too. So yeah. I would have got in. But if I didn't have that key card, though, and they weren't here and you weren't here yet, probably would have gone home. But, yeah, we're on the air today. I don't know if it's any good, but we are at least
here. We're doing it.
We're here and we're local. I feel like people would rather hear us talk about nothing than, like, the Dan Patrick Show, right? Yeah. I mean, at least it's if you're local. I don't know.
Most people do always just talk about the same stuff.
I don't know. Sawyer says, this is by far the best show of the week.
Oh.
Get the White Claw delivered ASAP.
I kind of do want
to. Let's drink booze.
You think we should?
Can we drink booze?
I literally will order some.
Is it against the FCC?
They don't know.
That's true. We could just disguise it as like, no, we're drinking water.
We turned the Periscope off, so.
Yeah, nobody can see us. It could just be like an act. Like, oh, we're not drinking booze.
We're drinking water. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, if you order some, maybe we'll have a cocktail. Foster says, thank you for doing a show today. Loving all this praise.
Appreciate you guys.
Loving all this praise. Again, please don't say anything negative because that'll make me sad. So nothing negative.
I'm going to show up to work.
Please remember we are millennials. We are fragile.
Where's the...
We cannot read negative. Negative feedback. Only positive. Positive vibes only.
Ooh.
Bear writes in, Cam can't drink, you can. What's that supposed to mean?
I'm banned from drinking?
I think maybe it means because you're producing the show or something. I don't know if that's
maybe it's because I'm supposed to go to work. Well, it's a Thursday. I usually have a couple to 4 to 5 beers before I go to work anyways. Because I got like a 2-hour gap.
I'm sorry, what? What did you say? You usually have 4 or 5 beers before work anyway?
Well, I got like a 2-hour gap between this and my work on Thursdays. So I usually go by a local establishment and just sit there until
just
it's time
sit
for
there
work.
And have 5 to 7 small batch bourbons before going into work.
I work in the bar industry. They can't really tell. I think it helps me be more personable, too.
You know the movie, the campaign? This is probably a Chugy reference, but that is the funniest part of that movie to me when Will Ferrell gets pulled over and he's driving that car. He's drunk driving that car, and the cop walks up, and he's like, sir, have you been drinking tonight? And Will Ferrell says, yes, I have. I've had 5 to 6 small batch bourbons. And the cop goes, that's a lot. I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
That's a lot. That's
I appreciate lot. You releasing me upon my own recognizance.
I guess I got to get some White Claws.
Some claws?
We are in the Claw studio.
Yeah, I know we are. I'd kind of rather have some vodka. Maybe Bear will bring us some. What's Bear, do you... I'm just assuming he's listening. Bear, do you want to do the third hour today? We discussed this yesterday. So maybe Bear will come in and sit in the third hour a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if he will or not. If you do, though, can you bring us vodka?
Man, Miller High Life 12-pack's only $11.
Are you going to DoorDash it? Do they have vodka? What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at, like, Uber Eats.
I think I want a vodka. I've got a 44-ounce Mountain Dew in honor of John today and
nice.
His dialysis.
You can put some stuff in there.
And, yeah, I got, well, it's actually Mellow Yellow, But I got a big gulp today, so that would be pretty good.
Ooh, I could Uber eat a funnel.
Yeah, Uber Eats a funnel?
Yeah.
Why would we need a funnel?
I don't know, but they're offering it.
I don't want to party too hard because, you know, tip-off's not until 9.
That's true.
Maybe just a little cocktail. Just a little something to take the edge off.
Yeah.
Would be nice.
Yeah, we are a little nervous.
I think Bear might sit in with us, he says, maybe the third hour.
Okay.
He says, on my way shortly, maybe. So I don't know what that means.
Well, we better order this before he gets here.
Jordan will come on at 1:15. So Jordan DeGianni, as many of you know, he's a CBS NFL writer and a dear friend of mine. He's a dear friend of mine. And I'm not going to ask him. This is going to be funny, Cam. I'm not even going to ask him about the NFL.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask him about basketball. Just kind of see what he thinks about the tournament tonight. Think that'll be good. That'll be fun.
We need his takes.
What's your preferred vodka?
So I just drink anything. I have no preference. I have no shame.
I said one just of the a little pint would be good if you stop. I said maybe a little soda water.
Mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm.
I got this whole Mountain Dew though.
That's true.
Maybe to vodka.
I do have no shame. At one of the local establishments that I frequent, they were doing an employee like menu because they were trying to get rid of a bunch of old stuff or stuff that nobody buys, and they're just selling it for like $1 a shot. And since I'm there enough, they're just like, yeah, you can drink off the employee menu.
$1 a shot of what?
Just anything they were trying to get rid of.
Oh, that's dangerous.
We cleared out two bottles.
Dollar shots?
We drank a lot of Goldschlager one day.
Oh, my God. You know that has actual gold in it?
Yeah.
So I've heard.
So, yeah, my bowel movements were shiny for a week or two. But,
nice.
It's
good to hear.
We cleared out two bottles.
Sounds like a good clean system.
So we were doing the Lord's work for them and getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Me and one of my friends.
Just drinking dollar shots.
Yeah. It was nice because our tabs still were only like $20.
Kind of seems like if your tab was $20, yeah. You had 20 shots.
Well, there's a couple beers in there, but mostly we were buying the bar stuff too.
It seems like if you're drinking dollar shots, though, that you're probably getting free shots too.
Yeah, yeah. It seems that way. Probably. To me. Most likely. Usually I do.
Yeah.
Get a couple. Good to have a nice good relationship with your bartenders. Yeah.
Know people in the industry, I guess. Yeah,
We gotta win tonight because I wanna drink.
Oh
tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wanna drink tomorrow. I'm literally going out of town right after the show, so like.
Yeah, or before the show.
Oh yeah,
maybe.
I actually have no idea. That's a good question.
I think we'll win.
Yeah, we should.
I think we'll win. I don't know anything about the game.
Our mascot has a gun, and they're just a bird.
I have no idea about what to expect. I mean, I did get a little bit nervous when they won the other day. Like you pointed out, though, they did beat a 16 seed. Like, they had to fight to beat a 16 seed. So, I don't think they're too scary. Plus, we've had an extra day. That's a thing that people don't always realize, I think.
I feel
like that's valuable. A whole extra day.
It helps for sure.
Preparation, rest, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I know that was 3-4 days ago now, but we got to play Saturday and they played Sunday. So
I
am a little worried about that guard. That what's his name? John L. Davis.
Yeah, I mean
that guy's fighting for his family. So yeah, I mean
you don't get this far without pretty solid guard play, so
I was a little nervous after they beat Florida Atlantic, and he said he's just trying to put food on the table. I was like, this guy's a killer. This guy's a killer. But, you know, he's really not. I mean, his season average says he averages like right at 14 points a game,
13.9. Okay.
So that's only one more point a game than Santi, and we're known as a team that really doesn't have scorers. So it's not like he's lighting it up. You know, he's not out there 25 a game or anything.
Yeah, they have a lot of guys that shoot well from three, though.
What kind of matchup do you think it is tonight? Like,
I think we got to guard the perimeter. You got to lock down the guards because I don't think they're going to really body you down low. Like, I don't think they can
they
take
don't have
advantage
any big guys,
of,
right?
I don't think they can take advantage of your big men by any means. So I think it comes down to the guard play. You got good play, which, I mean, that's one of our strong suits, playing good perimeter defense. So.
Well, if they don't have any big guys, could we also just dominate the paint?
I mean, no, you should. You should be able to get to the rim. They're 273rd in block shots per game, so they don't really have any rim protection. But they do rebound pretty well. But outside of that, they're not good.
They do
at
have
the blocking the shots, and they don't shoot well from the free throw line. So
I'm looking at the Florida Atlantic basketball roster.
Mm.
They do have a guy who's 7'1".
What's his name?
His name is weird. Vladislav Golden. He's from Nalchik, Russia.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Urosh and him are going to go at it.
Does he play?
Yeah, he plays about 20 minutes a game.
Really?
10 points, 6 rebounds.
Oh, this is going to be – these guys are going to be – it's going to be great, Kim.
That's going to be pretty cool. What it's going to be like a little European, Eastern European war going on out
what
there.
What is Urosh's exact height and weight? Urosh.
He's 7-something as well.
Oh, dude, this is going to be – this is going to be – it's going to be like – it's going to be like a war out there.
Eastern European guerrilla warfare out there.
This is gonna, it's going to be like communist war. Plavsic is 7 feet tall. Well, yeah, we know that.
Okay.
What does he weigh? He weighs about 240, right?
I would think so.
So the center for Florida Atlantic, Vladislav Golden, he's 7'1", 240 pounds from Nalchik, Russia.
He had
and
8 points
be going against
Urosh. He had 8 points against
Plavsic. I am from Serbia.
Serbia versus Russia. Tale as old as time.
I am Vladislav. I do it for Mother Russia. Serbia is not part of our country. Is it?
No, I don't think so.
Serbia is its own country.
Oh, no.
What if they get into
he
like
may
a,
try to do the Urosh what Russia did to Ukraine.
I could see Urosh and Vladislav getting into like a fight. Like
yeah.
A, like
that'd be pretty sweet. Like
both bleeding.
That'd be kind of cool.
Wow. Going to be a hell of a battle.
This guy had 8 points against FDU, 6 points against Memphis.
How many plays? The guy plays.
5 offensive rebounds in both games. Got to keep him off the glass.
Yeah. That's something we usually do well. That's something we've been doing well lately. The offensive rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
Those second chance opportunities. I'd like to see us do that tonight, too. You know what they say, Cam? Defense and rebounding.
That's key.
That's what they say. Defense, rebounding. That'll win you a lot of games. Should be a fun one.
I'm excited.
Tennessee, Florida Atlantic, 9 o'clock tonight. All right, well, I guess we'll take another break.
Yep.
Bye.
See ya.
On out of my mind for a while now. Trying to find my way back home. I don't know how. Oh, I'm all way up here. In Kentucky, send things clear.
Well, Cam?
Yes.
Kim English, the disciple of Barnes, one of the his disciples from his coaching tree, officially hired at Providence. Mm. I guess we mentioned that yesterday.
We mentioned he was, like, thinking about, or he was, like, the guy that was probably going to get that job.
That's a good job.
Yeah, they're in a good spot right now, that program has, at least. So you really just got to keep them afloat there and, you know, maybe you can even give them to the next level a little bit where, you know, they can win a first-round game.
Yeah. I really wanted them to beat Kentucky. They did not.
They did not.
So we're down to just three SEC teams now.
Yep.
Tennessee, and then...
which is a lot for 16, at least 16 spots.
Is it?
I feel like it's average. Three's a lot.
I feel like it's average. I don't
know. For our conference, like, yeah. Who else is in? Like, we got, what do we got? One other Big Ten, two Big Ten, one Big Ten team.
Yeah, the Big Ten has underperformed again.
Yeah, we got an Ivy League team.
They always get the most teams in, and then, I don't know, there's probably something to that Big Ten bias, like with the media and the selection committee. You know, we were talking about that back during football season, about how a lot of those, especially with the AP voters and people like that, there's a lot of influence in the Midwest, Big Ten country.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that carries over for basketball, too.
Yeah, they always are talked about as one of the better basketball conferences, but then we get to March like this, and...
Yeah, and they really haven't done anything.
It's their seventh seed is the only one alive.
And they really didn't do anything last year either. I mean, Michigan beat us, you know, but by the time it fizzled out to what good teams were left, they had not really performed well. So, I don't know what to expect conference-wise. I mean, Alabama's just kind of rolling through. They're good. They haven't been tested yet.
I think San Diego State's going to have a little something for them.
Yeah, well, they play good defense, from what I hear. So, got to have that. I can kind of see Alabama just keeping on rolling, though, really, until...
Creighton.
Who would they get? They would get Creighton.
Have they get the winner Creighton-Princeton?
Princeton, right? It's not going to be Princeton, surely.
No. No way.
But it is, though. Could be. Could be Princeton or Creighton. I mean, Alabama, I think, is maybe going to just roll to the Final Four. I know they got a one seed.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty good draw of teams. Like,
yeah, they got pretty convenient draw.
Maryland and then San Diego State and then either Creighton or Princeton. Like, just to get to the Final Four.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not a bad draw there. I think they might roll on into the Final Four. Wouldn't it be something if by Monday we had Tennessee and Alabama in the Final Four?
That'd be stressful.
Because that would be the team that we would have to beat to get to a national championship game.
That'd be stressful.
And when you consider, I mean, when you consider what happened during football season and then also the regular season in basketball, and then if you beat Alabama in the Final Four, you really have a lot of bragging rights.
Yeah.
You really have a lot to hang over them. And you'd kind of be everybody's darling. You'd be everybody's hero because you eliminate the murderers.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. I feel like whatever team knocks them out is going to get, like, praised because everybody is rooting against them.
I'm pulling for San Diego State. Makes sense. They're from California. The California people be anti-gun, so they're probably Alabama right now.
I kind of feel like they're also – I don't know what it is about the West Coast teams. I feel like they're also kind of like soft. I don't.
How many West Coast teams do we have left?
Gonzaga, UCLA, San Diego State.
Two, three.
I mean, you got at least – three there, so I guess you can't be soft if you get at least three.
That's three, yeah.
Those are the only three, aren't they?
Yeah. You got some Southeast and some, like, mid.
Pretty good representatives.
Some Northeast.
Yeah.
We're just all over the place.
Yeah.
16 teams from all over.
I'm excited about these games tonight. I plan to sit through and watch them all. I think, like I said earlier, I think we'll have three really good games, and then I hope our game is not a good game. I hope we just handle business. And I do think we're more than a 5-point. We're a 5-point favorite, but I think we're better than that if we just take care of our business.
I think I'm going to go take an alternate line.
Yeah?
I'm going to go take us like -9.5.
That would be – I could see that. I mean, I feel comfortable if we play well. I could see us winning by 10 or 11 points, so I feel good about the boys tonight.
Yep.
Feel good about our chances to make an Elite Eight, and then, you know, hopefully we can just kind of sit back and enjoy those other three games and see who we get. Would you rather have Michigan State or Kansas State?
Michigan State's hot right now. Don't love that. I really want to say Kansas State. I really want to say Michigan State, because I feel like Kansas State's been a little more battle-tested through the Big 12 and stuff, but, I mean, Michigan State's played well.
I think I'd take my chances with Izzo.
Yeah.
It'd be like kind of nice team, to get them back after
there's
that.
There's a reason they're a 7 seed, too. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, they've lost 12 games. It's not like they're blowing through their competition or anything.
And it's not like they beat a USC team that was
10 seed.
Average most of the year. They beat Marquette, who was already, like, people were talking about how inconsistent they were and how they were probably not really a true 2 seed. So, I don't know.
Well,
I feel like you get them.
Hour one is in the books. Hour two's up next. We will be joined by Jordan DeJani. We'll have headlines. Maybe we'll drink vodka. We will see what happens from here. Stick with us or turn it if you want.
Don't touch that dial.
We'll be back on the other side.